Aloha everyone, this is Nick Gidd here, and I'd like to talk to you right now about the context of the times that you're living in. This is foundational for success in the superhero training program. When I say foundational, I really do mean foundational. If you lose the context of the reality that you're actually experiencing, not the one that your ego is imagining, but the one you're actually experiencing. If you lose the context of that for a moment throughout your day, then you are drifting rudderless and you're heading for trouble. And so this whole superhero training, as you'll hear Michael and I say over and over and over, boils down to absolute simplicity and understanding the context, appreciating the context, living your life within an accurate context is the way to guarantee your success. So, if we look at the modern world today, the world we're all sharing and sustaining in one way or another, we can see it's heading in a certain direction, and we witness a tremendous amount of suffering in this world, just basic stress levels and unhappiness on the faces of just about everyone you come across in most cities of the world, and even the surrounding areas in the countryside. It's a degraded time in our modern civilization. So, what we're really witnessing here is a response from life as we see this degradation and destruction as these old systems collapse in this world. And we see the existing political system, the corruption of that, and the darkness of that being revealed for what it is. And all of these things are literally being destroyed. They're being destroyed by something called Vinash forces. This is an old Sanskrit word. It's a very natural part of life. Civilizations have risen and fallen over the eons of time. And they, no matter how grand they were, they've all disappeared. And now there's this one, this modern civilization. And it will disappear as well. And we are witnessing this now. So, what superhero training is for is to allow you to live your life today, even within the context of a world that seems to be falling apart and collapsing, but you are actually ascending within that world. Something wonderful is happening to you, not something negative, something very, very important. So, how do we achieve this? Well, all we need to do basically and fundamentally is shift our awareness out of an ego-based mindset and attitude that goes along with that old world, and we shift into a soul-based attitude and awareness. We call it soul consciousness. And that automatically aligns us with the new world that's being formed energetically now. If we ignore this soul conscious perspective and we stay in the ego-based perspective, then we suffer. We just get swept along in the karmic flood where most people are going. So as we shift out of ego-based consciousness into soul-based consciousness, into soul consciousness, we connect with life in a much more natural way. The soul is like a seed, and that seed is planted in life, and it will grow in a very natural way if we stay conscious and awake and aware and live our lives in an accurate context, a natural context. So this requires us to practice the mastery of our awareness, what we're thinking, what we believe, what we're investing our mental processes into, and also our attitude. the management of our own attitude, our feeling states. And you're going to learn a lot about this during this training, and how to orient your life in a way that allows you to experience such a beautiful attitude. It's just naturally emanates from you. And then the only third thing you have to look after and manage is your own physical body. So it's an awareness, attitude, and biology equation that we're shifting, and that's a reorientation of our consciousness, which automatically takes us out of the direction and the flow of the karma of the modern world and puts us into the new flow of the new world, the new reality, which life is creating for us even now. So this is a very wonderful context. I'll just give you the brief bullet points again. We are in something called life. The modern world is a superimposed edifice, superimposed creation in the substance of life, and it's going away because it was created from ego-based mindset, ego-based attitudes, and a lot of unhealthy people running around doing crazy things. So there's a new world being formed, and we need to be the embodiments of it, actually walking around, feeling the feelings and thinking the thoughts and seeing the visions and doing, acting how everyone in the new world will be acting. That's kindly towards each other, serving each other, living for the upliftment of each other. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. One way leads to sorrow, the other way leads to happiness. So I want to just very briefly tell you what this mechanism is inside of you and how it works when you shift your awareness and your attitude, when you shift out of ego-based consciousness into soul-based consciousness. In the 80s, they did a very famous experiment, researchers into DNA, and they examined the genetic material very thoroughly. And what they found was that most of the genetic potential, the energy potential in the cell, was unavailable to the biology in the state that that body was in. They called it the normal waking state. That means when you're thinking the normal thoughts of the world, when you're functioning with the usual kind of attitude that people have in the modern world, then you are automatically cut off from 98% of your energy potential. That is the light and the love in your cells, or let's say the potential for light and love to flow into your cell. And so the whole game is changing that, shifting out of that normal waking state into a different state, a state that allows you to experience and absorb and allow, literally allow into your cells, this vast potential of illumination, inspiration, good feelings, and the very force of life itself, which allows you to become more of who you're actually designed to be, more of who you actually are. So it's a very simple mechanism that we're talking about here. And this is the whole key to the equation right here. If you are successful in being able to manage your awareness, your attitude, and your biology, maintaining your sanity, so you are perceiving life from an accurate context, a real context, then the power comes into you. This is a very wonderful thing. So how do we do this? Well, let's have a little practice right now, shall we? I'm just going to give you a 60-second crash course in the essence of superhero empowerment. I'd like you to become very aware of your breathing. If you're sitting or standing or lying, however you are, just become very aware of your breathing, and on your next inhalation, just hold your breath. Just hold your breath for about 7 seconds and just squeeze all the muscles in your body, contract them, suck them in to yourself. Do it with a lot of focus and determination. Squeeze everything right in the core of your being for about 7 seconds as well. And then just relax your breath. And as you exhale very gently, very slowly, keep squeezing and sucking some more. And do that for about 7 seconds. Sucking and squeezing and contracting the muscles, and then just let go completely. Now I want you to bring your awareness deep, deep, deep down inside of yourself, in the deep center of your inner being, and imagine a tiny point of light, the epicenter of your inner being. You can't say where it is exactly. It's a metaphysical point. Somewhere in the depth of your inner being, there is a point of light. I'd like you to imagine that you're breathing from that point of light. It's like a tiny little star. And from that point of light, I'd like you to open your awareness now to embrace cosmic consciousness. So just be aware that around the building where you are, there is the planet Earth, and around the planet Earth is a vast ocean of life. And there are starry fields, galaxies and universes that go on forever and ever and ever in every conceivable direction, through every dimension and forever and ever and ever. Now I'd just like you to say 4 magical little statements that you're going to be learning more about in this training. It's an ancient practice, the essence of Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian ancient healing wisdom. I'd just like you to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say that silently to yourself. You might want to bring your hands together in prayer position in front of your heart. It really helps you concentrate and focus, opens up your heart connections, and allows you to feel this connection you have naturally with life. Now what you're experiencing, whether you're aware of it or not, and you should be experiencing it in a deeper sense of peace and beingness, is a complete transformation of your biology, a complete shift in the way your genetics are organized, believe it or not. And we'll go into the science of this in greater detail at some other time. But you can rest assured by shifting your awareness and your attitude in that particular way, you are releasing into yourself quantum energies, quantum potential, your soul power. And that's exactly what we want from a superhero. We need to be supercharged with that soul power. So what's going to happen if you keep doing this? Well, what's going to happen is you're going to have a smile on your face, and you're going to be experiencing more and more grace in your life, coming through synchronicity after synchronicity after synchronicity. You're going to be more in tune with life, with the waves and cycles of creation, and you're going to be very clear about feeling when you're receiving, when it's an incoming time, when the door is wide open for you to express yourself in the world and move forward. And you're going to feel when it's an introverted time, when it's time to go in and absorb more and more and more and more of this power. You'll be more attuned with life. You'll be literally living in grace. And that means your life is going to become far more magical. Far more magical. and you are literally going to be experiencing who you yearn to be, who you truly are. And that is the most wonderful, 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 wonderful of experiences. So there it is, little introduction into the context of the times and a little more of the essence of what we're all about here at Super True Hero Training. What I would like you to do now is I'd like you to just sit there for a few more moments, just practicing that breathing and contracting and letting go of your breath absolutely and shifting into that attitude of ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. From that epicenter of your own inner being, with that cosmic awareness, so you're just open with your awareness to the infinity of life. That's what I want you to do right now, practice that. Then when you've done, I'd like you to make some notes so you understand the essence of this practice, and then begin to investigate the rest of the information that we have here on the videos, the audio files and the PDFs, which are a longer, more in-depth, going into expansion and discussing more and more and more about this subject. But what you have right there is the essence, and that's really all you need. If you can get the essence and absorb the potency of it, most importantly, practice, 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 staying in that powerful, powerful, powerful combination of your awareness and your attitude, that powerful alchemy, wonderful, amazing things are happening in your life.